Shalom, Bracha. We are now leading the parsha of Balak, the amazing Maisa of Siyata D'Shamayah, Hashem watched over us when we were in the Midbar. Bilam was very talented. He knew exactly when Hashem is koyis, when Hashem Kavayoch gets angry. And if he would have cursed Kalal Yisrael at that time, that would be the end. When he was asking for high wages for his work, he knew what he was doing. And he knew that he's going to get everything he wants. As we know, Bilam, the Mishnah says, he has three things he wants in life. Ayin Ra, look at the bad and everything, see the negativity. Number two is Ruach Gevoya. Ibar Gaiva thinks that he's the smartest person. He knows everything better than everybody else. Everybody has to do it the way he wants it. And Nefesh Rechova, the Baal Taiva, those are his midas, the antithesis of our forefather, Aaron Ravina, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, an antithesis of Klai Yisrael aspires to be. But that's what he was. He was given the Vua, but he used it wrong. He used it for all these things for himself, had to progress himself. So the Gemara, Chazal even point out how, of course, the whole thing, how we see that, this is where, this is what this causes downfall, these three meters. And it's important to learn from that also. Each one of us has a little bit of these three meters within us. And any Zika, any Shaykhs to these meters bring downfall, bring our downfall and then.
Things. I don't need them.
So that's, so once again, he was asked to come and he acted as a Baal Gaiva. He wasn't willing to show that he really is powerless without a Kodesh Boko. Eventually had to admit to it. He asked for a very high salary. That's his Nefesh Rechova. And Ayin Ra, he was able to look at the faults of Klal Yisrael. That's and the weaknesses. So his plan was to mention the weaknesses of Chisoinus and Klal Yisrael at the time that Kodesh Boko was Koyis, and that caused the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And we made passage, but even the Torah doesn't say explicitly what happened. There's Psukim much later on. It says, and we should know the tzitkus of Hashem, that at the time that Bilam was going, Hashem changed the whole nature of the world. The world is set up that at a certain time Hashem is koyis. That's the way it's set up because Malchei Umas Ha'olam, worship of Avodah Zarah, whatever it is, there are reasons that the Bria was set up at the time that Hashem is Kodesh, and Hashem changed everything around to save Klal Yisrael without us even noticing it. But that's post fact. That's what we know. That's what happened. Because if it wouldn't have happened, we wouldn't be around to tell the story. So this is a very mechazik parshas Hashemua to show the greatness of Klal Yisrael, how Kodesh Baruch cares about it so much. And together with the brachas that you said about Klal Yisrael also, they stress the greatness of Klal Yisrael. We get up like a lion in the morning to chaperein to mitzvahs, and that's our attitude throughout the day as much as we can. Kamavan, we have the Yitzhara, but at least we have the Yitzhara also, the ones to chap the mitzvahs, do the good things. Am levodah dishkoin, we are separate from all the other nations. We mentioned this a little bit in the beginning of this corona business when they had a shutdown. Everybody's bodod, or everybody's by themselves. There's bodod yeshev means the person's all by himself and cut off. That's the terrible thing. Bodod yishkoin means our dwelling, which we dwell with one another and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the bodod. We're separate from all the nations of the world. We have different ideals. And this is a time for us to take advantage also to appreciate our ideals and not to just run after the ideals of the Umas HaOlam. Umas HaOlam are living a tremendous pachad now, tremendous fear, because all the things they were relying upon, they think that we got past it already, and then pops up again, the machla is still spreading. And it's true, if you only believe that the only thing that can protect you is doctors and medicines, and Hashem's not in the picture, you have all the right, and you should be terrified. But if you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, there's no reason in the world to be terrified. We have to be careful, because especially chutznot people, we give sometimes a little bit too much value to the the Olam HaTeva that the world is living in, the natural world. And if there's a world on the Teva without Hashgacha, we're finished. It's a complicated situation. But that's not the case. We are Olam guided by Kodesh Baruch Hu. We believe that everything happens to us in Hashgacha from Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's true. We have to make the right status. We have to be careful not to do things that are reckless. But if we do the right shalos, we can feel comfortable. We shouldn't pack in 200 people into a shul, but 50 people into a shul, which is not considered reckless by any means, and Baruch Hashem has not caused many problems. Put on the mask. What do we have to do? Adarabba. That's the right thing to do. We have to have the peace of mind to do the right thing. And wherever we are, if we're inside the home or outside the home, that's the place Hashem wants us to be, and we can feel comfortable with it. So this is, like we're saying, 2 points. Point number one is tremendous Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he's always out to protect Klal Yisrael. He's always out to save us. He changed the Maisa Bereishis, the natural state of the chaos that happens, because he knew that it would endanger Klal Yisrael. He stopped it completely, and that's why he's with us throughout history. Yes, we have gone through a lot of sorrows. We're going through Golos. A lot of tragedies have happened, but Hashem is with us. And even if a tragedy happens, we have to understand that Hashem, with his Rav Chochma, understood that that's the right thing. And therefore, when we realize that how much Hashem watches over us and protects us, that gives us the Yishuv Adas, the peace of mind that I have to do what I have to do, and wherever I am is the right place to do. I don't have to overdo things and I don't underdo things. Do the right things, proper status, and not be afraid. That's Tzadka de Kafa, Chazal saying in Brochas that there was a Tzad to put it into Kriya Shema, to say Pashas Bilam, every day in Kriya Shema to remind ourselves of that special Hashgacha between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that we are also running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said in his brachas. He pointed out to us that we're always running after the mitzvahs. We have tznius, all the wonderful milas. There's one last point I want to say today is we can learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha on us. We learn from the brachas of Bilam, but there's something else we can learn from Bilam. And it's a concept that says the Gemara in Makis. If a person really wants to go in a certain direction, Hashem will let him go in that direction. And it's in the Torah. Where do we see in the Torah? They'll simply say, Lechimoyim. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lechimoyim, you're not going to go with them. Now, Bilam did not like that answer because not going with them, he's losing all the three things life is all about by him. He's losing the covet, the money, his ability to put down Klal Yisrael. So he kept on going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to go, I want to go, I want to go. Hashem said, you want to go? Lakasha, kum, leich, yitom. Hashem says, okay, get up and go with him. What's going on over here? Hashem said, don't go to him just because the guy wants to go. Hashem says, go with him. And the Gemara says, yes. If a person really wants something, Hashem gives it to him. Now, here's a very dangerous thing, because a person has to clarify himself what he wants. Is it really something good for him? Bilam's involved in making the cheshvin. He said, this is the most important thing for me because my values in my life is power and wealth, pleasures, covet. So this is all my life. I can't give up my life. She would have waited for and thought a little bit. 1 second, this whole life, this whole mind frame that I have is nonsense. I don't need any of this. It's all my Yitzhara. And then it was just listen to Hashem. Obviously, Hashem wanted what was good for him, not to go. But he didn't talk about the Shpohu. He was guided by his Yitzhara. And the Mele, that's what happened. In the end, he went with them, and that was his downfall. He ended up being killed. And he had only been zionist from it because not only did he not curse Klal Yisrael, he gave us a bracha. So he lost all the three things he wanted. He didn't get the wealth, he didn't get the covet, and he lost his own life. But that's what life is all about. And we have to use this for the positive things. We have to make a cheshbon. What is really good for me? What does Hashem want for me? And if we really want to progress in those things, it says even more than that. That for Ra, Hashem says, okay, I'll let you do it. He says, a person who wants to do the good thing, that not only where Hashem let it happen, but they give him special siyata shemaya. And this is what everything is all about, what life is all about. To have clarity, what is important to me, and then have a strong desire for that. Be mispalul for it. And shosh, and do what we can, do the maximum I can. When I do that, Hashem sees that this person sees it. He really wants it. And Hashem will give us the siyata shemaya to have it. Everybody can think in his life, it could be some, the I say toiv, good things, improving our learning, our tzilas, could be sumer ra, working on amidus. But the starting point is, do I really want it? Unfortunately, we very often say, I want this, I want that, but you don't really want it. We're saying, it would be a nice thing to have. If you only feel it's a nice thing to have, Hashem's not going to give it to you, or not necessarily give it to you. It means he has a burning desire. Look at Bilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, telling him don't go. But his desire is so powerful, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't. Telling him not to go doesn't stop him. He keeps on going, I want it. Then Hashem says, Akasha. Kavazan by us is the other way around. The things Hashem does want. But we have to show him that we really want this, and our tefillahs, and our ma'aseh, and do the maximum. For Hashem, okay, to our kehillah. We had our little days measures for all these years. And Baruch Hashem, we always wanted to have a mechubadik, a bigger base medrash, but there were all kind of other things and different reasons why we couldn't be involved in it. We had other things to take care of and whatever. So when the time came, Hashem saw a tremendous desire that we wanted a mokim lechoyd Hashem, not a mokim for our covid, not a mokim that will take away from other tzedakas. Baruch Hashem, everybody, the entire time we're giving other tzedakas, supporting Torah and Chesed. And Baruch Hashem, we see tremendous Yad HaShemayim. We're getting closer and closer to the end of it. It's all nice in the Malam and Teva, but it's because we are pure Kehila, have the desire to have a place which has more Kehila HaShemayim and make it better for our tefillahs. Now, Lina Teva, Hashem is giving to us that. Hamavan, the tzchus of all the tzaddikim that took part in helping it out and tired people. But this is an example that we see in front of our eyes. And it's very important for us now to have this in mind. Whether we can't go to shul now, we cannot go to shul, but we have to have a concrete feeling. I want so much to be able to go back to the shul. This matzav that we can't be all together. We have to go with masks and separations, and many of the people can't even come to shul. Are we really crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every tefillah and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, we need Siyat HaShemayim for this. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to be Ma'avah Chasadim. I'm going to work on my personal tefillah to show Kodesh Baruch Hu Mafshah the tefillah. If I can't go to shul, then I'm going to daven for it. If I can, I'm going to take the opportunity. I'm not going to just go to one of those outdoor minyanim that were made only for people that mamash cannot go to shul. Yeah. This is now an opportunity. That's the most powerful thing. If it's a real rotten, it will happen. If it's a fake rotten, it won't happen. The real rotten is like we're saying, we're doing the maximum, both in our tefillahs and our actions. And kavod, we need still more tziyat shemaya. Again, to our building, we still need money for the furniture, which Neitz Hashem, when we pray into the tzibur to help, Neitz Hashem, whoever zeicha is going to get a part in that also, because this is all part of our desire to ma'abek for shemayim and Neitz Hashem. And kavod, once we have this tool. The Ratzin, which Ratzin once again means I really, really want it. I'm not just saying I want it. I'm doing the maximum I can. That is a powerful thing that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not stop it. It's obvious that we have to have that strong Ratzin for the Geula. The Medrash says, and they say that the Tefillah, I mentioned a little bit in the Shirman Tefillah, that it says for the Geula to come, we have to ask for three things. We ask God, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We want to see Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. And we want to see Matas Beis Dovid. Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, we say every time in Shemoneh Esrei that Uvnei Yerushalayim, Mashiach, we say every bracha, every day, it's Emach Dovid, Mashiach Ben Dovid, Avdecho. And to see the galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see that in the Sechaz Zena, we see the Hal Tzadikim who represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make a stronger effort to think about these things. We really want these things. We're always turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his salvation. We turn to Hashem, we show Hashem, we really, really want it. Yes, Hashem, that will bring the Yeshua and Heir of Yemeinu. We should have a wonderful week. And like I said, the uplifting Shabbos of showing ourselves, reminding ourselves, it's an echo, how Hashem is so close to us, Hashem saves us from the Tzoras throughout history, even connecting that to ever, the greatness of Kriya Yisrael, that we are so excited about Torah Mitzvahs. And together with that, learn that other thing from Bilam, that he wanted something so much, even though it was detrimental for him, Hashem gave it to him. If we really want the good things, Hashem will give it to us. And we should have a wonderful week and a good Shabbos. Wonderful.